Although Tantra is very popular, not many people understand its real meaning. So many people have heard the word Tantra. They even say Tantra. Some people say, I'm Tantric Master or something, and advertise themselves on the web, web pages and things like this. But actually, in reality, it's very rare to find someone who understands what is Tantra, what is the nature of Tantra, what is Tantra's purpose, how to engage in and complete Tantric teachings and so forth, Tantric practices. This is very rare, very rare. Not within Kadampa Buddhism. It's normal, you know, to find practitioners who understand very well what is Tantra, because our spiritual guide understands perfectly. And so for us, it's very straightforward. But in general, there's a lot of confusion about Tantra, even though almost everybody, if you asked, have you ever heard of Tantra, they'd say yes. But they actually have no idea what it is. In particular, no idea that it is a pure spiritual practice. Some people deny Buddha's tantric teachings, whereas others misuse them for worldly attainments. Some people, even Buddhists, are confused and they deny that tantric teachings are Buddhist teachings. They deny this. So there's even confusion within Buddhist practitioners. They deny Buddhist tantric teachings. Whereas others misuse them for worldly attainments. So many people say, I practice Tantra, or I'm a Tantric master, and their real aim is just worldly enjoyment. You know, like trying to improve ordinary sexual activity. And so they are misusing Tantra and causing pure Tantra to degenerate and disappear from this world. So with my web browser, yeah, just before I came here, I put in Tantra, and 10 listings came up. The first one was Wikipedia. I didn't read it. I don't know what it says. But I can tell you 7 of the 10 front page listings were all about sexual activity. 7 of the 10. One of them, to my great delight, was a listing. It was probably about number 7 on the list. Was a listing for, it was an introduction to Tantra from the Kadampa Center in Washington, D.C. So I was like, that's pretty good. We made it on the front page, you know. Although 70% of those are really off base. And even one of the other ones that I read, I actually clicked it because I could tell it was relatively normal. It was something spiritual, but whoever owned this page is saying Tantra is not a religious practice like this, you know. So there's so much confusion about this subject. I'm just spending a little time on this because it's very easy for us, especially if we've been in Kadampa Buddhism for a long time, or maybe our first introduction to Tantra was through Kadampa Buddhism, we can easily take for granted how clear and pure are our teachings. And there's, for us, if we follow our guru's instructions, there's absolutely no danger of making these mistakes. Okay? We will clearly understand the meaning. we would never deny Buddhist tantric teachings. We realize we need them, you know, to attain enlightenment. We'd never misuse them. And many people are confused about the union of sutra and tantra practice, mistakenly believing that sutra and tantra are contradictory. I think for us, a lot of times, this we have a hard time even understanding how they would think that, right? Because we have lamrim, so and we understand the stages of the path to enlightenment, and we understand how tantra is a natural expression of our universal compassion and our wisdom realizing emptiness. You know, as a quick method, for us, it's just so clear. And this is our great good fortune and the inconceivable kindness of our lineage gurus, and in particular, our Rukuru, our founder and holy spiritual guide, Venerable Geshe-la. Without him, we would also be so confused.